Episode 1106, Love in Motion.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you are celebrating a beautiful weekend with your sweetheart. Today is Relationship Builders, and we are talking about love in motion. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this is Love in Motion. For those of you who have been following me and have been part of our family for a very long time, you know I am in the middle of a cross-country move. I'm sitting here right now recording this episode in my daughter's dorm room. Seriously, she has three roommates and she has this one bedroom with it within a four-bedroom complex. It's adorable, but it's really chaotic right now. We have totally invaded her privacy. It's all about love and motion. When things are going crazy, you just find ways to make it work. And if you really care about someone, not only do you kill them with kindness, but you put love in motion. I really experienced that this week. Our cross-country move has been totally crazy. We're still up north. We haven't left yet. We are due to travel out today. After a three-day load, it has been total chaos. In fact, you probably hear a lot of noises behind me. Yesterday, it was taping of the last boxes and hurry and scurrying. We had vacuum cleaners running. And today, well, it's my youngest snoring next to me, my little puppy dog licking his paws because he doesn't know where he is, the cats who are scrambling because, well, they're scaredy cats, and they get that name for a reason. Life, though, is love in motion. It's what you choose to act upon. Love is a verb, and very rarely do we stop long enough to understand that sometimes we have to give to the point that we have no more to give. My daughter expressed that today with us, and in that, after her long, crazy week, she's taking 22 hours, her last semester of her senior year, she came over early this morning to load the trailer that's attached to my vehicle. She helped to finish the odds and ends. We kicked butt. I tell you, it's been crazy for like 7 hours straight to get everything done. We are now officially homeless. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's in a good way. Yes, we have sold our house and we have yet to buy our new one. So right now I'm kind of in between in life. But what I realize is that when you're living life, it's love in motion. God was truly that. He exemplifies everything about love. His love was never stagnant. It's always moving. And if you're putting forth effort in what you're doing in your life, meaning you're taking action to take aim, action ignites motivation, you find more reasons around to love. As I was telling you just a few moments ago, my daughter, she totally exhausted working three shifts and trying to, you know, get through her 22 hours of her senior year. It's crazy. Yet she had a big enough heart to say, "Mom, come." You see, it was my mom and myself and our three youngest who basically pulled an all-nighter. We have not had any sleep for over 2 days. It has been crazy. Chaotic isn't even a good word. Overwhelm. Yet all of us were doing what? We were putting love in motion. And I want to share with you what that really means. And that is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to knot your love. And that's not N-O-T, not your love. It's K-N-O-T. With every twist and turn in your life, good and bad, the ups and downs, the mountaintops and the valleys, that is what creates this beautiful foundation. Most people come into a relationship thinking it has to be perfect, saying that, oh, I've got to serve here or love there, and it's my way or the highway. little do we realize that our focus has to truly be on serving, putting love into action. And with that, when you put it into action, that means it's love in motion. It's moving. It's ever changing. And you have to be willing to put your efforts. When you have the mishaps, when I'm sitting here yelling to my children, hurry up, we've got to get this on the trailer. We have 5 minutes to be out of here. I was like the drill sergeant. And now I feel like I'm the drill sergeant because I'm invading my daughter. We're still trying. I didn't even know where my computer was. I wasn't even sure I could talk to you today. But somehow, some way, God has provided enough battery power and we were able to stick my mic in there. Now, I don't know what I'm sounding like because I honestly don't have a voice. It is totally gone. I'm kind of whispering to you and trying not to disturb Kaylin's other three roommates who, oh my goodness, they are just gems. I got to give a shout out to them, Ashley, Elena, and Peyton. I love you girls so much. You are my daughters. And I've known them. They're all graduating too this May. And it's so exciting to see that. Yet they have allowed us, they've opened up their area, their space, to allow five other people to come in and invade them. Okay, it's really not five, but I feel like it's five. It's myself and the three youngest. So technically it's four. And then we've got the three cats and the puppy dog. Would you be willing to do that for someone? It's not your love. K-N-O-T. With every twist and turn, you can create this extension of your heart. It's not about being perfect. It's about absolutely loving someone where they're at. It's not about a privilege or what you get to do. It's about a promise that you've made, a vow, an oath that you've taken. And ultimately, it's what Jesus has shown us. You know, he could have given up on us a long time ago, but he loves you so very much that even when you make a mistake, he says, that's okay. My love grows stronger for you. And the knot of love, your love, his love for you, gets bigger and bigger. How is your knot growing? Is it this little itty-bitty thing? You know, think about a garbage bag. I have twisted more garbage bags than I care to admit in the last 3 days. It's been absolutely crazy. And you know how they come with, you know, kind of the double straps and on either side, and you have to twist it. Well, when you knot your love and you twist yours, is it just one or two maybe? And it just forms this little thing. And you know what? It's easy to break it, isn't it? You can pull a little bit harder. And the next thing you know, it snaps. But the more knots that you have, the more twists and turns, it gets stronger and stronger. And when you try to pull it apart, what happens? There's a struggle. You can't. It's a stronger foundation. You see, that's how God loves us, and that's how we are to love our spouse, not your love. When things go bad, embrace it. It's not about what you get from perfection, but it's what you get from the promise. What are you promising your sweetheart today? What are you promising yourself today? I haven't had much time to talk with my hubby when we were packing and finishing up and cleaning, and I hadn't slept. And he would talk to the children because he knew how crazy I was right now. I mean, just running ragged. And I don't even know how I'm talking to you right now. It's not of my strength. It's of God's strength. But one thing I know is that he knows right now, my husband does, how crazy and chaotic it's been, how much overwhelm and frustration and anger I've gone through. Yet he also knows how much I love him, how much I love each of our children, and how much that I am so willing to give fully and completely. When you're willing to give your whole self, that's when you continue to knot your love. It's not about getting exactly what you want when you want it, but it's being able to serve, loving them where they're at, one twist and turn, one knot at a time. So today I challenge you, Look for those knots. Look for those opportunities to strengthen your bond with your spouse, to strengthen your bond with your children. We get one shot here. And I know you want to put your love into motion. So let's do that today. Maybe you want some help with that. You can click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. Now understand, I may not get back to you immediately, but know that I am praying for you and I will get back with you. We will schedule your coaching call. It's free, my gift to you. But you got to give me a couple days to respond at least, because I am in transit. Today, we are headed down to the south. And oh, I'm sure there's going to be more stories to tell. But with every turn that I make, I know that God is working harder in my life on my benefit, on my behalf. He will do the same for you. It's just maybe you need a little bit of someone to come beside you. Click on that link, Take Aim. Take that first step, because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Well, with the snores of the puppy dog, yes, our English bulldog behind me, with the little snores and the hiccups of my youngest next to me, I just want you to know how much you are loved. Put love in motion for someone today, not your love greater, and see what miraculous things can happen in your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessing hugs and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.